Hello again, and welcome back to Menopause Minutes. Oh, and thank you for all the wonderful feedback. It keeps me going. I'm Dr. Dinah Schwartzbein, and today's topic is when your number's up, or said differently, why cholesterol levels change in menopause. What we're talking about is why your total and LDL cholesterol levels increase while your HDL levels decrease, which makes you and your doctor worry because it's well known that this type of cholesterol profile indicates that you have an increased risk for having a heart attack. And by the way, this change in cholesterol levels commonly happens to women in menopause. When LDL levels increase while HDL levels decrease, the finger typically gets pointed at genetics or diet or both. Of course, you can't do anything about your genetics, so most doctors have their patients focus on diet, reducing fat intake, and on exercise, more cardio. When that doesn't work, and believe me, it doesn't, I'll tell you why in a moment, then doctors typically prescribe what are called statin drugs, like Lipitor, Crestor, Zocor, which may make the numbers look better, but they do nothing to reduce the risk of heart attacks. And worse yet, these drugs have many side effects such as liver damage, muscle tissue breakdown, depression, and memory loss. I never prescribe statin drugs as they have not been shown to decrease the risk of having a first heart attack and are harmful. In fact, it has recently been shown that statin drugs increase blood sugar levels and the risk for type 2 diabetes. The fact is that for a woman in menopause, dieting, exercise, and drugs are not the solution to cholesterol abnormalities. They don't address the cause of the problem. And you know I like to address the cause of the problem. The cause of the problem for women in menopause is the loss of estradiol. And if this cause is not addressed, the problem will persist and your risk for heart attack will stay unnecessarily high. And by the way, here's what I mean when I talk about your risk for. Because I use the term frequently in talking about menopause, because untreated menopause increases women's risks for a number of conditions and diseases. So when I say increases your risk for, what I'm saying is that from science and clinical experience, in other words, treating patients, we know that people with specific symptoms, signs, or conditions, like certain cholesterol profiles, have a higher probability of certain diseases and events, such as heart attacks. A higher risk simply means a higher probability. Is that clear? All right, where was I? Oh yeah, okay. I want to teach you a little bit of science, a few things I'd like for you to understand. But if it's too much science, don't worry. I'll give you the take-home point in a minute. First, the vast majority of cholesterol is produced by your body. The rest comes from the food that you eat. Cholesterol is produced by the liver, and it's delivered to your cells in proteins called VLDLs and LDLs. This cholesterol is taken in by the cells and utilized for essential rebuilding of things like cell membranes, certain hormones, and even for brain structure and function. Cholesterol is actually essential for life. The brain and body can't live without it. Now, different hormones play a role in regulating cholesterol production, uptake, and utilization. Insulin is the main hormone that regulates cholesterol production, uptake, and utilization. But there are certain other hormones, like cortisol, that counter some of these functions while enhancing others. The loss of estradiol due to menopause increases both insulin and cortisol levels. You've heard me say this before. These higher insulin and cortisol levels increase cholesterol production. That's normal. Are you with me? Now, here's the problem. The higher cortisol levels also decrease uptake. In other words, the cell's ability to receive the cholesterol, to pull it in from the blood system. So the net result is higher cholesterol production from both high insulin and high cortisol, but lower cholesterol uptake and utilization because the cortisol is blocking the uptake. So what happens to all this unabsorbed cholesterol? Well, it remains in the bloodstream. This cholesterol, which is measured by blood testing, is an indicator that your physiology is off. It is the problems with your underlying physiology that cause heart disease, not your cholesterol numbers per se. It's the physiology that is taking place of which these cholesterol numbers are indicators. And in the case of menopause, the cause of this physiology is the loss of E2 and P4. So when you look at your cholesterol lab results, don't get caught up in the numbers themselves. It's not about your total cholesterol or your HDL, LDL, or VLDLs as we once thought. It goes deeper than that. It's about what makes up those numbers. Unfortunately, it's too complicated to explain in a little bit of time we have today, so let's leave it at this. What's important is for you to compare your premenopause cholesterol numbers with your current ones. If you see significant changes up or down, you can pretty well assume that the change is due at least in part to menopause. Now, the loss of E2 isn't the only cause of abnormal cholesterol levels. Any nutrition or lifestyle habits that raise insulin and cortisol will also cause these same abnormal cholesterol levels. Ironically, over time, reducing fat and/or increasing exercise, especially cardio, can lead to the same result: higher cholesterol production but lower uptake, resulting in higher total and LDL cholesterol levels with lower HDL levels. So here's the summary I promised, the take-home point. The loss of estradiol will increase the levels of certain cholesterol carriers in your bloodstream and decrease certain others. Changing your diet and exercise won't change this fact. Actually, they make it worse. All right, I need to wrap this up because I'm running out of time. So how do you deal with your abnormal cholesterol levels? Well, first, you need to restore your sex hormone levels using bioidentical hormones in a bioequivalent manner. This helps to restore normal physiological functioning of your system, which includes production, uptake, and utilization of cholesterol. Since hormone imbalance is at the heart of the problem, you have to deal with the imbalance. I've had many menopausal patients come to me on statin drugs, but I don't have them on any of these anymore. In the meantime, while you are working on getting your hormones in balance, do not go on a low cholesterol, low fat diet. You can, however, reduce long chain saturated fat intake, such as is found in red meat and dairy. Reduce does not mean to eliminate. Short chain saturated fats like those found in plants, like coconut and palm nuts, are actually healthy and can be consumed. Be sure to make good nutrition choices by eating healthier foods in the right combination throughout the day. Practice meal hygiene and drink enough water. Please read the section on healthy nutrition in my book, The Program. There are even some meal plans in there that lots of people have found very helpful for this. Lastly, do not overexercise. Exercise may lower your cholesterol levels in the short term, but you are not in it to just lower a number. In order to be healthy, you need to focus on maintaining metabolic balance. More on this topic in a future Menopause Minutes. Okay, that's it for me today. Our next topic is going to be loss of energy and stamina in menopause. Until then, be good to yourself.